Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aganati Miranda Syam Ganangana Salakya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Sri Dirve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swa Parantikam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The title is, Why Should We Settle for Good Enough When Krishna Wants the Best for Us? Would you agree with me that too many of us settle for good enough? My marriage isn't what it could be, but at least we're staying together. It's good enough. I don't like this job, but at least I have a job. It's good enough. I'd like to make A's in school, but I'm not that smart. These C's are good enough. Our encouragement tonight is, let's not settle for less than Krishna's best. How many people do you know, once they had a big dream, they were excited about their future, and then, as always happens, they hit some bumps. There were some delays, some difficulties. Now they've gotten discouraged, thinking it's never going to happen, accepting that where they are now is going to be their permanent lot in life. Can I tell you, because you haven't seen it happen on your own timetable or in your own way, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Don't make the mistake of settling for good enough. Good enough is not why you were created. Good enough is not your destiny. Why? Because you're a child of the Most High God. You have seeds of greatness on the inside. You're created not to be ordinary, not to be average. You're created by the super excellent God to excel. Now, I realize that at the moment you might be struggling with your finances, struggling with your health, struggling with an addiction. Let me ask you this. Are you telling yourself in all of that, oh, it's been that way for such a long time. I don't think anything's going to change. I think I'll just coast along thinking, what's the use? It's always going to be this way. We want you tonight, if that's you, to get your fire back. It's not over until Krishna or God says it's over. Start dreaming again. Start believing again. Start pursuing what Krishna or God put into your heart. Ask yourself, are you going to settle? Are you going to stretch? There are two voices with us. One says, by Krishna or God's grace, I can do all things. And the other says, you'll never lose that weight. Your metabolism is off. You'll never break that addiction. Just learn to live with it. One voice wants you to stretch, and the other voice wants you to settle. Well, don't believe those settling lies. You've reached your limit. You always get the short end of the stick. You never get any good breaks. Who do you think you are? Where you are now is where you're always going to be. Can I tell you that if you want to see the best that Krishna has in store for you, you have to have the attitude, I'm not going to let good enough be good enough anymore. I was created to excel, to live a healthy life, overcome obstacles, defeat enemies, and fulfill my destiny. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to stretch instead. I'm going to let go of what didn't work out and reach forward to the new things that Krishna has in store. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this age of Kali, has given us the greatest boon. Kale doshe nihedrajan astihekad kirtanyareva krishnasya mukta sangha parambaja. One can achieve the highest perfection in material as well as spiritual life simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And some of you tonight have lost your fire. At one time you knew you were going to break that addiction, open that temple, beat that sickness, get married, preach, start that mission, change people's lives. And it didn't happen exactly the way you thought. Now you've accepted it's probably not going to happen. You've gotten comfortable with good enough. The reason that Krishna brought you here tonight is he's saying to you what he said to Prabhupada. You've dwelt long enough in Vrindavan, time to move forward. I have new levels in front of you, new opportunities, new relationships. In his married life, Prabhupada said, I had 5 children, and he joked, they didn't particularly care for me. After coming to the West, stretching his faith, laying it all on the line for Krishna, he told how Krishna had sent him 5,000 children in the form of disciples, every one of which wouldn't hesitate to lay down their lives for him. Stir up the promises that you might have pushed down. Don't listen to the voice which says, you're too old, you're not good enough, you don't have the finances, you don't have the connections. No, Krishna has it all figured out. If you start dreaming again, if you start believing, if you start or restart pursuing what Krishna put in your heart, Krishna is going to make a way where you can't see a way. Krishna can connect you. Krishna can open doors that no man can shut. What he whispered in your spirit will come to pass. Why? Just because you gave up doesn't mean that Krishna gave up. You might have changed your mind about the addiction, but Krishna didn't change his mind. You might have changed your mind about your marriage, about your health, but the good news is that Krishna didn't change his mind. He still has a victorious plan in place for you. There's an old story about a traveler who hiked for many, many hot miles across some desert mountains. His water supply was gone, and he knew that if he didn't find water soon, he would die. So in the distance, he noticed an abandoned cabin. Once he made it to the cabin, he discovered an old well, and then he noticed a tin can tied to the pump of the well with a note inside. This is what it said. Dear stranger, the water pump is in working condition, but the pump needs to be primed in order for the water to come out. Under the white rock, I buried a jar of water out of the sun. There's enough water in the jar to prime the pump, but not if you drink any first. When you're finished, please fill the jar and put it back as you found it for the next stranger who comes this way. Go ahead, prime the pump. Believe me, it works. Believe me, Krishna didn't make you to just have a get-by mentality. He breathed a part of himself into you. Natu evatma jatu nasham. We have the DNA of Almighty God. We were never created to be average, never created to struggle, to take the leftovers. We are equipped, empowered, fully loaded, lacking nothing. Now, don't you dare settle for second best. If you're stuck in a rut, thinking that you've reached your limits, can I ask you to draw a line in the sand today and say, that's it? I've let good enough be good enough for long enough. Today is a new day. It may not happen the first time, the second time, the fifth time, the seventh time, the 230th time, but I'm not going to settle. I'm going to start stretching my faith, start looking for opportunities, taking steps to improve, to become everything that Krishna's created me to be. Let me ask you, do you want to be a weakling or do you want to be a warrior? Your marriage is worth fighting for. Your dreams, your health, your children, you got to dig in your heels and say, I'm in it to win it. I know that Krishna didn't bring me this far to drink one measly little jar of water. I'm not going to settle for halfway, 3/4 of the way, 9/10 of the way. I'm going to make it all the way back to home, back to God. Some of us have come to a certain point and settled. No, I've been sick for a long time. I've had this addiction since high school. I don't know how I'd start my day without it. I've been single my whole life. Pull up your stakes from the land of good enough. You've had your tent pitched there too long. Now you got to break camp and move to the land of stretching your faith, reviving your dreams, moving forward to the next level. Right now, the Creator of millions of universes is arranging things in your favor. Pull up that stake of addiction. Get back in shape. Pull up the stake of being lonely. Meet the girl of your dreams. Pull up that stake of settling where you are. Plant another temple. Start another mission. Mentor some young people. Organize a festival. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's go back to the beginning. When we started out as youths, we knew we were going to make a difference. The problem was that over time, making a difference turned into making a living. I heard about a professor at a major university. At the final exam, he told his students that if they chose not to take the exam, they'd get an automatic C. 50% of the students turned their test papers upside down and walked out of the room, taking the automatic C. Of those who took the test, most of them got A's. If you start taking the automatic C's, you're never going to see the A's that Krishna wants you to have. In the 7th chapter, 23rd verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Antavantu falatesham tad bhavatya medisham. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods. Their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. Yanti deva vritabhatam. My devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. It's easy to make excuses. I'll never get over this sickness. I just need to learn to live with it. I'm getting up there in years. My health is starting to go down. I'll never break this addiction. This guy I'm dating, he doesn't treat me right, but I may never meet anyone else. Sure, it's easier, more comfortable when you don't stretch, but you'll never be truly fulfilled if you keep settling for C's. The A's are worth fighting for. I think you'd agree with me that there can be nothing sadder than coming to the end of your life and thinking, what could I have become if I had not settled for good enough? What could I have become if I had not taken so many C's? What could I have become if instead I had pressed forward, striving to be my very best for Krishna? And sure, we may have all taken C's in the past, but make a decision with me today. We're going to start going for the A's. Here's the key. If you're not seeing in your life what Krishna promised in your spirit, then keep moving forward. It is said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. I'm telling you, you're here to please God. You are created by Him to love Him with your heart, your mind, and your soul. Right now, you may be working below your potential, not even using all that's in your heart, in your mind, or your spirit. Don't slack off. Keep doing your best. See it only as a temporary season that you're passing through. You may be in a limited environment right now, but you are not limited. That's where you are. That's not who you are. Even if you are in a good place, good job, good family, good kids, Krishna's blessed you, but still you know deep in your heart there are greater things in front of you. It's easy to think, I'm happy, I'm comfortable, I have no complaints, Krishna's been good to me, but I've learned good is the enemy of great. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires, Lord Krishna says, settle for good enough. Once upon a time, Krishna thought to himself, why are these eternal associates of mine, appearing as my father and relatives and friends, so caught up in the worship of Indra? Krishna, as you know, appeared as the foster child of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in the rural village of Vrindavan. And in that village, for many, many generations, there had been an annual sacrifice to the demigod Indra. Rural villages depend upon rain for good crops. So it seemed only natural that there be an annual sacrifice to the demigod Indra. But Krishna wanted to direct their attention to him, the Supreme Lord, the source of all the demigods. He says, Yavan artu dapane tavan sarvashu vedashu brahmanashimi ganada. All the purposes that are served by little wells are automatically served by the great body of water. Similarly, any purpose that's served by any demigod is served by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham adir hi devanam maharishanam chasarva shaham. Even I am not known by the rishis, the demigods, and the sages, because in every respect I am the origin of the rishis, and the demigods, and the sages. And similarly, Krishna breathed his life into us, not so that we could do good things, but so that we could do great things. Most of us here in Mill Creek today, this afternoon, would say Krishna's been good to us, blessed us with health, a family, a job, opened doors that should not have opened. He's shown his favor. He's protected us. But can I tell you, those were not ends in themselves. They were only temporary provision, only tools to get us back to home, back to Godhead. Blessings are not the end goal. After every blessing, there is not a period, but a comma. Krishna wants to see what you're going to do with the blessing. He wants to know if you're going to prime the pump with the jug or if you're going to drink the jug. He wants to take us somewhere greater than we could ever imagine, and his blessings are the currency that we need to spend. It is said he is the property of those who have no other property except faith in his lotus feet. Now, don't make the mistake of making your temporary provision become permanent. Don't build a house where you should only be pitching a tent. Yes, Krishna's been good to you, but you haven't seen anything yet. Your future will far supersede your past. Go ahead and thank Krishna for the protection, the provision, the favor. But if it is not more than you could ask or think or imagine, be bold enough to pick up your stakes and release your faith into the fullness of your destiny. I don't know about you, but I'm not settling here. Krishna has thousands and thousands of things more in mind. More joy, more peace, more wisdom, more divine love, more creativity, more incredible missions. Let's take the limits off of Krishna. He's the Lord of increase. He wants more for us than to just settle and maintain. There was a time when I thought if we could just build a temple in Spanish Fork, that was like the furthest, most far out stretching of my imagination. We just had, on June 20th, the 20th anniversary of the opening of the temple in Spanish Fork. It happened 20 years ago. Can you believe it? And this temple opened in 2019. And who knows what Krishna has in plan for the future? I don't know specifically, but I know one thing. It's much bigger than I can think or even imagine. Spanish Fork, at one time, I thought was the end goal. Now we look back and realize it was just a stepping stone to the world-famous Festival of Colors, which we couldn't have had anywhere else except with the backdrop of the Radha Krishna Temple. The Festival of the Colors itself was just a stepping stone to other Festival of Colors in other states, and those were just a stepping stone to the building of this temple here in Salt Lake City. This temple is within a 5 to 10 minute drive of 1 million plus people. This temple is 33 blocks from the state capitol. 33rd is the second or third busiest street probably in all of Utah. The temple is 3 blocks, and this is what really makes it great, folks, from Home Depot, Harman's, Jamba Juice, Einstein's, and Vasa. People used to enjoy coming out to Spanish Fork once or twice a year to enjoy the festivals. But when they come home to Salt Lake City, they put Krishna out of their minds. Now, since 2019, they can't do that anymore. Krishna is showing himself to be all pervasive. You can't get away from him. There are the annual and biannual events in Spanish Fork, which are some of the greatest in the country. But now there are more events, maybe a little more modest and not on such a grand scale, but much more convenient to get to in Salt Lake City. Krishna is getting you, coming and going in a transcendental crossfire. You may be blessed today. Krishna has been good to you, no doubt. But if you keep in first place, what is in your future is exceedingly above and beyond. He's got newer victories in store for you, newer ground to break, places to take you that you have not been before. Things out of the ordinary are coming your way. Krishna has A's lined up in your future. You don't have to look for them. They're going to come looking for you. When you honor Krishna, his blessings are going to chase you down. My challenge today is don't settle where you are. Not in your health, not in your relationships, not in your career, not especially in your walk with the Lord. Keep stretching, keep growing, keep dreaming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't let good enough be good enough. Some of you have been in that same place long enough. Time to pull up your stakes, start moving forward again, enlarge your vision, make room in your thinking for the new things that Krishna wants you to do. Don't let what was once a temporary provision become permanent. If you'll learn this principle of stretching, not settling, then you will see the fullness of what Krishna has in store. You're going to go way, way, way beyond good to the surpassing greatness that Krishna created you for. In this lifetime, you're going to shine your light, take new ground, set standards for your generation, and in the next life, you're going to go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.